Oh, I had to wait for that, Pinto. I knew the way that that song from Foreigner started out, and I knew what you were doing there. You were playing the old weather bumper music. Applauds to you for doing that. And in just a moment, we're going to get to Mark Ewan of the National Weather Service to find out what in the heck is going on with our weather, whether it's to La Nina or La Nino or Sally from Frisco, who's causing this weather to be bad. But before we get to that, Daniel has a couple of road reports to give. Go ahead, buddy.
Up in Twin Valley, sleeting right now. We just had a call off air from a listener saying it's just coming down hard, almost sleeting, kind of hail-like stuff. It's kind of ugly there. And then had a road report, text message club comes in. I-29 north of Drayton, light snow in the passing lane. Visibility about 1 mile. That's I-29 north of Drayton.
And as always, we'll be happy to take your phone calls and your text messages on the Mike McFeely Show regarding road conditions, because it sounds like they are deteriorating badly and will continue to deteriorate. Let's find out why and when it's going to get even colder and how cold it's going to get, and maybe most important, when it might warm up above zero again in the Red River Valley after today. Let's bring in Mark Ewens of the National Weather Service in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Well, he could have played Here Comes the Sun, but then that would have been false advertising.
The sun is shining in Frisco, and it's 45 degrees, and it seems like it's tropical, yet it's kind of cold, and people are complaining down here, but they have nothing to complain about, Mark. It is going to be cold in the next few days in Fargo, Moorhead, and the Red River Valley. This is going to be dangerous cold, right?
Yeah, it is. Even though we've had, obviously, a pretty cold stretch of weather here through December, what we're facing with now with the wind, we've had a lot of really cold weather, but we haven't really had a prolonged period of the juxtaposition of the really strong cold advection, the cold temperatures, and the high winds. And that's what we're looking at here through this weekend into Monday.
And so how cold is it going to get? I've been getting reports down here in Frisco via the internet and text messages saying high temperatures of 15 to 20 below. Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah, that will be at the heart of it. That will certainly be the highs and lows approaching 30. I mean, here the other morning we already saw air temperatures get down in the 40s below across parts of northern Minnesota. Of course, there wasn't much wind to speak of. Now, we won't see air temperatures quite that low, but still, you get air temperatures down into the 25, 30 below range, low temperatures in the 25 to 30 below range with 15 to 25 mile an hour winds. That's why these wind chills are going to be so dangerous.
And what are we looking at for wind chills?
With the new formula, we're looking at wind chills down around 60 below. So for those of you who remember, those older folks who remember the older equation like I do, that would be back in the days when we were talking 90 below and colder. So it's,
to put it in perspective, it's
potentially deadly.
Oh, you know, there's no question. If you are outside and don't have the proper protection, and I'm not sure you can get proper protection when the wind chill is 60 below zero, but you could be talking some serious health issues, possibly death if you're outside too long. I'm not trying to scare people or be over the top here, but this is some serious stuff with cold weather.
Well, let's look at it this way. Even the Arctic explorers know when to go and stay out of the wind.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's exactly right. We're talking with Mark Ewens of the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. So before we get to that, though, and it sounds like that's coming in when now? When are we going to start really seeing the bottom drop out?
Well, the front is actually knocking on our door even as we speak, so it's coming in from the northwest now. It's going to sweep across the region by overnight, and temperatures are going to start to fall fairly quickly beyond that point. So by tomorrow morning, we're probably already going to see air temperatures down in the 5 to 10 below range, and then they'll just kind of level off in the 10 to 15 below zero range tomorrow afternoon. And then they're just going to kind of gradually keep sagging as the weekend goes on, as the coldest air settles in over us. And that's where you're going to see these temperatures just kind of hovering in that 15 to 30 below zero range, depending on the time of day. It's just going to be a brutal air mass.
Jeez, and before we get to that, it sounds like we're having some terrible driving conditions right now. What's bringing that about, Mark? Is it just kind of we've got reports in from people saying that their pickup thermometer says it's 40 degrees right now in Flasher, North Dakota. So it sounds like we're right in the edge, like you said, of this really bad stuff coming in.
Right. We're at that boundary between the very warm air, which is coming in from the west near the center of low pressure, which is up close to the international border north of Williston. That's kind of where the low is centered now, and it's tracking off kind of east-southeast. So it's going to pass close to Grand Forks. So it's throwing that warmer air up over the colder air that's trying to retreat, and that's what's setting off the precipitation, plus a very strong upper wave that's moving into the Pacific Northwest, and that's really the genesis for this storm system.
So here's the big question is, when is this going to pass through, and when is it going to moderate at least a little bit? It's January, it's North Dakota, it's northern Minnesota, it's going to be cold, but when is it going to get back to possibly more seasonable temperatures?
Well, I think that's kind of the quote-unquote good news. If we can survive the next week or so, which is going to be pretty nasty, the current indications are that there is going to be a bit of a shift in the pattern so that we're going to see temperatures moderating to at least normal or perhaps a little on the above normal side. Of course, January, February are the coldest times of the year anyway, so it's still going to be cold, but relative to what we've seen, it's going to feel pretty nice. So probably as we get through the middle of January, we're going to stay relatively mild, then perhaps get another cold dump late in the month towards February. But of course, you know, that's speculation at this point.
And it's expected. Nobody's expecting it's going to be 75 degrees in January. But when you're talking the temperatures we're talking, and people are going to be traveling back from down here in Texas, then we got some things to talk about. Is this going to qualify as our January thaw then, what's going to come up in a week or so? Is that, if it gets to be 10 degrees, is that going to be our January thaw mark?
That may be it. Or you could say we're having the January thaw now in places that have gotten up, as you say, flasher at 40 degrees. So, you know, that's some place.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to have a four-hour thaw in January. That's fantastic. That's tremendous. Everything we've been hearing is that this winter is going to be this way, unseasonably cold all the way through until springtime and maybe even a cold spring as well. Is that what you're seeing too, Mark, at the National Weather Service, is we should be prepared for some unseasonably cold temperatures pretty much all winter?
I think so. I think dominantly cold weather. I heard you mention El Nino, La Nina. We're kind of in that what has been jokingly referred to as La Nada, where the Pacific Ocean is just kind of neither too cold or too warm. The porridge is just right. And so we're faced with the other climate things, such as the Arctic Oscillation, which we really started to talk about in that 2009-2010 winter, when we had a pretty strong El Nino, and we originally thought it was going to be a mild winter. Turned out to be pretty chilly because the Arctic Oscillation suppressed the jet way to the south. And we've learned more about this Arctic Oscillation. So we're kind of under those type of patterns. And we've really been in a cold pattern, if you look at the record, pretty much since the whole 2013 on balance was a below normal year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there was still ice in the lakes in the opening of fishing, for example, last May throughout much of Minnesota. So that tells you that spring came awfully late all throughout the year of 2013. Okay, Mark, thank you for taking time out. Always love to have you guys from Grand Forks on. I wish we could be talking about summer coming soon, but that's not going to be the case. But people just need to batten down the hatches here for the next couple of days and turn up the heat a little bit and try to stay warm until we get to some more moderate temperatures, right?
Yeah, the main story, as you've said, when you get to the place, stay put. If you don't have to travel, you know, why bother? Don't take the chance. Just be safe.
Got it. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Mark Ewens of the National Weather Service in Grand Forks, North Dakota.